This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
This is Pop Wiltfong.
I'm Joe Canale.
I'm Ryan Tweedy.
I'm Pat Jansen.
And Mike Canale.
All right, so you know who's here now.
For Nebraska and the Scarlet.
From Van Nuys, California.
About 15 miles away from Hollywood, California.
It's the Big Red Copcast.
Hey, welcome to the Big Red Copcast. I'm Ryan.
I'm Pat.
And it's Saturday.
And you're listening to this on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, whenever you choose to listen to it. It could be Saturday.
You know what? People still go back and listen to, like, all, because I can see, like, where all the clicks are going, and it'll say, like, podcast from, like, December of 2014. Two clicks.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, like Christian Peter or Chad Kelsey or Matt Herrion, they all.
Yeah, but a lot of times it's like random ones, like this week versus Illinois in 2014.
Maybe they were trying to get how we were feeling going into that game, considering that we ended up losing it.
Man, I didn't even think about that. That's probably why that game was. They wanted to hear. That's the epic rant I went on.
No, it was Purdue.
Oh, Purdue was the rant.
Yeah. After Purdue. You lost your mind. I wasn't here for that one either.
I lost my mind last week too, but I don't think I did it on the podcast. I think I held my composure fairly well.
Yeah. I was in Massachusetts with my wife when we did the Purdue one. I snuck away to go watch the rest of the game, and it really wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth pissing my wife off to go watch us lose to Purdue.
Oh, God. Well, speaking of losing to Purdue,
we beat Rutgers.
We did. We beat Rutgers. Only threw one pick six this week.
Yeah.
So we're trending up.
Take that, world.
I don't know, man. It's hard. I said this before when we were just talking about what we think is going to happen the rest of the season. This game. Only like two games really matter. The only way that any of the next couple games matter is if we lose.
Right. I mean, that matters, but,
a win over Rutgers means literally nothing.
A loss means a lot.
A loss means a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, it matters in a negative sense. You just don't want to lose. Ideally, you'd like to look better than 10 points better than Rutgers, but we won. We're going to have to... I said this on the Facebook Live earlier, and I'm going to have to stifle vomit again. We're going to have to Iowa this thing this year. We're going to have to just piecemeal it together, tape all the pieces together, let the defense kind of carry the load, which is not a thing that we thought we'd say after the first six quarters of football.
Right.
But let the defense carry the water and just score enough points to win and hopefully not toss pick sixes.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you... But there's been, 21 points scored off of pick sixes?
In the last 2 weeks alone, yeah.
And how many points have they scored cumulatively?
How many non-pick six points?
I'm just saying how many points have been scored cumulatively, and then I'll add...
Last 2 weeks?
Yeah. 24 and 17? So 41? 21 of those came from pick sixes? That means 20 of them came from the actual offense of the other team?
That's insane. That is insane.
And it's not even good teams.
And that's not even taking into account that turnovers that aren't pick sixes set up good field position as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? We won. And, our odds won't be great, but we won. But speaking of not great odds and winning...
What could you possibly be talking about, Patrick?
There's a little town... just a few hours down the road from us, called Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
And
I don't know if you heard of it. They got them slot machines.
They do.
Which are the dumbest things to play in Vegas? Those are the worst.
They are, but they will occupy you for a while. But a lot of things are fun in Vegas, and you can get to Vegas as well. And there are some cheap ways to do it, too.
You can find all those cheap ways at Vegas.com.
Yeah.
Vegas.com has got the best deals in Las Vegas hotels of every type to help you find the perfect room that will fit your budget. Because while you're gambling and going to to titty bars and buying cocaine from limos in the dark, seedy alleyways.
Do you think you can get a deal on that?
Not on Vegas.com.
Oh, but you can get deals on virtually everything else.
Looking for a cheap stay in a clean cubby? No problem. How about suites of epic grandeur in luxury Las Vegas resorts?
You like saying grandeur, don't you?
Yep, got those too. Acrobats, divas, magicians, jokesters, showgirls, and puppets? There are so many shows in Las Vegas that you can't possibly take them all in, but there's not a doubt you'll find something that will blow you away. That's a euphemism. That's a euphemism.
They're trying to tell you that you will find a prostitute.
Because they're legal in Vegas.
And again, you probably won't get a deal on Vegas.com on that, but you'll get a deal on the other things in Las Vegas, so you've got money left over for that.
Yeah. That's the thing. You save the money on the jokesters and the magicians and the puppets. And then the money you save, you get a blowjob from a hooker.
So save your hooker money. Find the best deals on hotels and trips to Vegas. And our listeners will save even more by going to BoardWalkAudio.com/Vegas.
That's BoardWalkAudio.com/Vegas.
Man, we're good at this.
Yeah.
We're really good at this. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. If anybody has like something they just need me to read ads for, I'll do it. $5 on it. Just go to Fiverr.com. I'll do it for $5. great. Okay. So Husker football.
One thing.
There is a Husker bar in Vegas.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, because we were going to. Yeah, I know that for a fact.
We did not go to the Husker bar today, in case anyone was wondering if we cooled off from last week.
No, I'm never going to that bar again.
No?
I would consider it for Ohio State just because it would be just a shit talker's dream come true.
I'm just really worried how bad it's going to get.
Oh, you think they could score like triple digits on us?
Well, no. I mean, I don't think it's going to be like that because I think our defense is better than last year. I think we got some of the learning bumps out, but
the learning bumps.
Yeah, the popular phrase learning bumps. I think it will be a far, far closer game than last year. But I just can't be in a room with Ohio State fans after they've beaten us or during them beating us. Like, they're the worst.
Yeah,
there are two different types of hatred, but Ohio State fans and Iowa fans, they're both up there for me.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing about Ohio State fans at this bar, because they're annoying. I mean, we had a couple on the podcast last year.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah,
he was a little
man,
smug.
He got smug as fuck.
He did get smug as fuck. But he was cool enough. His buddy was a prick. But
I don't remember who his buddy was.
He was the one I got into the shit talking match with.
Oh, kind of remember that.
Yeah.
When you were pissing?
I can't remember where. I think it started when I was pissing and ended up out on the thing. I don't remember. Like, I was pissing and I walked through the bar and he said something and then I popped off of the
mouth. They were so humorless. Like, even Ohio State fans I know and like, when it comes to Ohio State football, they have no sense of humor.
Right.
None.
Right.
And it's
because they're stupid. Because it's a proven fact that if you don't have a sense of humor, you're stupid. The dumber you are, the less humor you have in your life.
Is that a thing you made up, or is that a real thing?
It's a fact.
Where, like Princeton Medical Journal,
like
kind of thing?
Google.
Okay. Got it.
Google fact. okay. So, all right. So let's play fortune teller.
Okay. Well.
So let's start with best case scenario. Best case scenario.
Okay. We're not going to touch the POB thing for right now.
We'll
do that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay. Best case scenario?
Yeah. And I mean best realistic case scenario.
I think win every game except Penn State. Like, and that's a pretty best case scenario.
Right, because you're beating or Ohio State, you're beating
Wisconsin. And both of those are in Lincoln. There's just beating Illinois and Purdue both on the road when we've not really looked that good this year. You know, I mean, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I have a hard time believing we could beat Penn State in State College. But if we get to a point where we're kind of rolling with a little bit of momentum and we get into a Big Ten championship game and our only loss has been to Penn State at that point, then, you know, suddenly I like our odds in Indianapolis. But, man, that's projecting way out.
Right. Best now, let's say that happens.
Right.
Does Riley keep his job?
Wins the division? Now, we haven't done that in a long time. You have to keep him. You have to keep him at that point.
I agree.
And people will be mad. But, man, that's progress.
Yeah. You win the division title. You get a good recruiting class. You have a brand new offensive coordinator. That if the offense would have kept it together in the beginning, we would have probably beat Oregon. I mean, potentially.
But here's the other part of
saying,
that.
I'm just
if
saying.
We get to a Big Ten championship game and possibly win it, you don't fire your offensive coordinator and offensive line coach, do you? Because, I mean, the chances are things have improved to get to that point.
That's a good point. No, I don't think you do. If we win a division title, I think everybody keeps their jobs.
Yeah. Maybe you start to say, hey, Cav, you want an early retirement package?
Yeah.
But you can't at that point. There's probably a lot of improvement.
I think you Carl Pellini Kavanaugh. You let him know he should start looking for a job.
Oh, okay. You don't give him a bunch of drugs and
yeah, and then yeah, no, you don't do that. I don't think Cav would know what to do. I have a feeling Kavanaugh hasn't had a hard on in about 15 years.
I imagine that dude sweats profusely without the aid of cocaine.
Yeah.
You give him
cocaine,
hard drugs like that.
Yeah, he's a dead man.
You
take him to Vegas.com and you get him some cocaine in that dark alley and you get him a blowjob from a hooker and he's a goner.
That's
a goner.
You don't have to fire him.
No, he's a goner.
Mike Riley goes to Vegas.com tonight and has his out plan for Mike Kavanaugh.
Oh man, it's so dark. Okay. Okay. So what's
it's boardwalkaudio.com/.
Yeah. Boardwalkaudio.com/. Or just for one of the slash, the typical slash. Vegas.
The one you use for websites.
Yeah. Vegas. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's a more realistic but positive? Let's stay positive. What's more realistic but positive?
Okay. Still the loss to Penn State.
Okay. So Illinois?
I say you split against Illinois and Purdue, and you split against Wisconsin and Ohio State.
That's very positive still. So you're looking at a team that is 4-4 going into Iowa and Maryland. We wish you to win both of those. So 6-4.
Maryland. I don't think we have Maryland.
Oh, we don't have Maryland this year?
Let me pull up the
exact. Just grab the schedule.
So split against Illinois and Purdue.
Let's just go through the schedule and say let's like just a more realistic approach.
Okay.
So we win next week against Illinois. That's realistic. That's a realistic expectation.
Yeah. Okay. So
that puts us
Illinois
at 3-2.
Then beat Wisconsin at home.
That's realistic. So that's 4-2.
Yeah, because we're 2-2 right now. Yeah, okay, yeah. Then lose to Ohio State at home.
That's 4-3.
4-3. Then lose to Purdue on the road.
I'm gonna say we win that one. Let's go 5-3. I think it's realistic to think we beat both Illinois and Purdue.
I think Purdue is feisty right now.
But I still think we're being positive.
But I think we beat Northwestern and Minnesota.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So we drop Purdue but win those two?
Yeah.
And Iowa? But lose
Iowa, we beat Iowa.
But lose to Penn State.
Yeah.
So what's that put us at? 7-5, 8-4? Somewhere in that range?
Let me do the math here. So 4-2, 4-3, 4-4, 5-4, 6-4, 6-5, 7-5.
Okay. 7-5. That's a positive, realistic expectation schedule.
Yeah.
With a positive spin. Now, what's the realistic spin? You drop Minnesota, you drop Northwestern.
Well,
that puts us at 5-7.
I mean,
you drop
without,
Ohio State.
Without letting the bottom fall out, then you're looking potentially at 5-7, 6-6. Like,
you lose to Ohio State, which drops us to 6-6.
Well, I had Ohio State as a loss in the previous week.
Oh, and
Wisconsin.
Penn State.
We didn't have a loss to Wisconsin.
Okay, so we lose to Wisconsin, so that's 6-6.
And then if we lost at Minnesota, that would make us 5-7.
And then you lose to Northwestern, which would make us
4-8.
And then you lose to Iowa,
which would make us 3-9.
Okay. Then what happens?
It could get bad, man. But you realize in that alternate scenario, the only win you gave us the rest of the way was Illinois.
So then really we should be 2-10. If we judge our losses as Northern Illinois is our ceiling, we beat the only team you think we should beat, if Northern Illinois. If we play every team exactly the same way we played Northern Illinois, we're 2-9.
Well, I think Illinois would probably beat Illinois by more than they beat us.
Okay.
But we have to go to Illinois on a Friday. So who knows what's going to happen?
It's going to feel weird.
Yeah.
But nobody will be booing Nebraska and Illinois.
Jeez. How do you feel about that?
I think it's pretty stupid.
It is. Here's a part that I think of it as stupid. Say Tanner Lee's still your guy. That's fine. But no one, including Tanner Lee, would fault you for benching him. You almost have to protect him in that situation. Protect him from himself, from having more mistakes and letting it get further out of hand. Protect him from the fans, who were obviously going to be frustrated at that point because they were.
I understand the frustration.
Yeah, you shouldn't boo your own guys. But that was the perfect time. The perfect time to just give him a breather. Say, listen, man, you're still our guy. We just need to give you a breather. Like, just collect your thoughts. We're going to put POB in for a series or two. And then if things just stall out, then you put Tanner Lee back in. Or if suddenly POB leads a drive or two for touchdowns, you say, hey, Tanner, it's nothing personal, but right now POB is the hot hand. We just have to ride it until he's not anymore.
Right.
That's the real simple solution. And we didn't go with it.
Whatever happened to being like, hey, dude, you threw two pick sixes. Go ride the bench, bro. Like, when did it not be okay to do that? Why are they so – I mean, I get it, like, they're kids.
That's how we
are. You know what? Let me say this. I want to say
okay,
this.
Okay, okay.
So this whole argument, they're just kids, you're right. They're just kids. But they're playing a competitive sport that they've been playing for 10 years at this point.
Well, Tanner Lee's been able to drink for a couple of years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's been playing for like 12 years.
Yeah.
So these guys, you get to be frustrated with them. And honestly, if you boo them, I guess whatever. But
it doesn't help recruiting.
That's the thing. It doesn't help recruiting.
Including if we ever want to bring Scott Frost back to Lincoln.
Because he got booed.
And he apparently hasn't forgotten it, according to some people.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, that's a good scenario. What happens when we fire Riley thinking we're going to get Frost, and then Frost says no, or Houston nuts us to get a better contract from UCF?
Well, he'll just get a better contract from a different Power 5 school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like the real deal today.
Yeah. Hopefully Riley can hold it together so we can find out how good he really is. However, second choice. He's my second choice. And honestly, he's not really even my second choice.
Who's your second choice?
Scott Frost.
Okay.
But I'm not even, maybe. I have the jury's out.
Who's your first one?
I don't know his name, but the coach from Navy.
Ken Niumatalu?
Ken Niumatalu.
Bob Stoops is mine.
I would go for, if you wanted to throw, what, you're saying 10 to 12 million at him?
Yeah.
If you want to throw 10 to 12 million at Stoops, okay, I'm in.
Because I think that's what it's going to take right now. Like, people don't want to step into this just firestorm hellscape. Like, they know
it's going to take money.
It's going to take a lot. Like, this is a tough job right now. Like, we don't want to admit it, but I mean, there are a lot of resources. But man, we keep running people off. And
I mean, we're paying if we fire Riley, we'll be paying three coaches' salary. Well, two coaches and an AD salary.
Yeah. Wasn't that – well, no, I guess it has been a little while since we stopped paying Peterson and Callahan.
Yeah.
I forget how old we are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's – well, that's why you have to let this season play out. People are like, do it now. What's the good in hanging on to him? Well
– he has to lose.
Yeah, you – if you fire him now, you're not getting anybody. You're just four games into
– yeah, who's going to leave their team?
Well, yeah. Four games into – his third season. He's basically played 2 1/3 seasons. It's too early. I mean, you have to let the guy fail. You have to give him enough rope to hang himself. And it, if it bears itself out, it bears itself out. Sure, I don't want any more losing, but you gotta, patience isn't just let Riley figure it out and win. Patience is don't shoot yourself in the foot twice.
Right. Three times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've only got so many feet.
I know. But you can shoot your same foot multiple times.
That's true. That would probably be really painful.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know, dude. I don't know enough about ADs. I don't know enough about to really have it. I mean, I guess Trev Albert.
Yeah.
But not because I hear he's not good at his job, but I also don't know.
I mean, he's done well. I mean, people don't like him. Because he cut wrestling, which was a national championship program, and because he cut football at UNO. That doesn't mean he's not good at his job. I mean, he's not afraid to make a bold decision. Now, you can decide whether or not you think that was the right decision. I think it's probably a little bit rough to cut a national championship program.
So there must have been a good reason.
Well, they were going D1. That was basically their only way to survive as a program, monetarily, was to go D1. But the only way to survive going D1 in the conferences that would let them in would be to put their focus, well, their main focus is on hockey because that's their moneymaker. And then outside of hockey, you become a basketball school flanked by soccer and volleyball. In these, a lot of these mid-major conferences that would take them in basketball, they don't have football. So basically, UNO would have then had to have found three conferences, one for hockey, one for football, and another for all the rest of their sports.
Yeah.
It just wasn't sustainable. And if you're not playing big boy college football, it's a loss financially. And, like, as a gut reaction, I hated seeing UNO cut wrestling and football, but I get it as far as a survival goes. And so, I mean, it was probably a move that needed to be made, as painful as it was. Now, that said,
he's probably going to put a lot of resources into the football program because he played for it and he knows football.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to make informed decisions on coaches.
Yeah. Now, I haven't done a lot of research on – last time we fired an athletic director, I put in a lot of research as far as who should be our guy. And – I haven't done that this time around. It's just
who was the guy last time? The guy from Colorado State?
What, that we fired an athletic
director? No, who was the guy you wanted last time instead of I-Course? Because I know it wasn't I-Course.
No, I'm talking about when we fired an AD. Because they basically brought in I-Course as a succession plan to Osborne. Osborne was a stopgap for a while.
So, yeah, so they fired Peterson, and then Osborne stayed on for like 2 years, right?
Yeah. I would have loved, and it was a, you know, it was a pipe dream, but I wanted the Ohio State athletic director at that time, Gene Smith.
Okay. Where's he at now?
Still at Ohio State. You know, I mean, obviously it'd be nice to have a proven guy like Jeremy Foley from Florida or someplace like that, but.
I mean, so the guy that hired Urban Meyer is the guy. So you bring in that guy. What would he do? He'd probably hire Bob Stoops.
You'd probably find a way to try and do that, yeah. And well, and you'd be able to do that with Bob Stoops because he would trust that he's got a high quality athletic director who's not going to get fired.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You have to prove to your head coach that your athletic director is going to stick around and isn't going to be gone. Because that's the kiss of death always. And so I don't know who we get for the athletic director. I mean, I think it was the right call. We had a father and a son, both who have done work with the university, calling me out because I compared Eichhorst to Peterson before Eichhorst got fired. And they said, you know, a lot of people who don't know what's going on in North Stadium. Well, you know what? Ronnie Green and Hank Bounds aren't in North Stadium either. And they could recognize that a change needed to be made. And it's a variety of things. Like, Nebraska does well with the academic support, but they're not winning games in most sports right now, other than bowling and volleyball, and those coaches have been there forever. And they're dropping the ball on other things, like the Black Friday thing.
That was the thing. I didn't really see the point in firing Eichhorst until the Black Friday thing happened, and then I was like, man, you know what? Motherfucker's gotta go. I'm sorry, this gotta go.
You're censoring yourself again?
I'm working on it. I'm trying.
Why?
I don't know.
What, have people been calling you out on your swearing?
I don't know. I just feel like maybe I should not swear as much.
Okay.
Maybe I should swear more.
I mean, I don't mean to judge you.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll swear. Maybe next week I'll change my mind. But this week I'm going to try to not swear as much.
Okay.
I mean, I also failed at it. So it's not like I succeeded at it.
Well,
I failed.
I'll try and join you. I'll be your
companion. Censor. So when I'm getting ready to say a word, you're going to censor me?
No, I'm just saying, like, I'll censor myself too. I'll be your companion.
Okay.
I used to have to do that all the time. I mean, I used to be on like actual radio, like this, and like I would take all swear words out of my vocabulary because I was afraid of just ever accidentally slipping up on a radio. I'd heard enough horror stories about people doing that and then getting fired because that's a fireable offense. So even just out drinking, I tried to not swear.
That's good.
That's all you need is one time, man.
Yeah. And then they know they're taking your podcast from you.
But
hey, speaking of taking your podcast from us, from you, have you heard of this? Have you heard of this new thing?
What new thing?
It's a fantasy football draft. It's called Draft.
Yeah, it's playdrafts.com, or if you search Draft on the in the App Store on your phone, you get that as well, and you can just play, and you don't have to do all the BS of managing your team.
Yeah, it's just a different snake draft every week. And I had to ask, so in case somebody else doesn't know or hasn't heard the first couple other times I explained
Everyone
it.
Everyone who's done fantasy football knows what a snake draft is.
I did not know that's what that was called. I mean, I've done fantasy football for years. I didn't know that. But the best part of fantasy football is the draft.
Right.
Where, you know, first goes last, and then first, and then last, and then first, and last. Like a snake, you know, like a snake.
A really kind of weird snake. I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, cool it, bro. Like, you don't need to slither that much.
Yeah, you're just trying to show off, dick. I mean, you're just trying to show off. Okay.
Maybe you should find a substitute word for each thing.
Oh, like, instead of just being
like you're just trying
silent.
To show off, hot dog.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I'll do that. There's no salary cap. It's just a live snake draft every week, and then you play. There's more chances of winning than any other side. You're not just getting paid out at the end of the season, blah, 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 blah.
You know how to sell this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Easy social functionalities and an active public lobby. And everybody knows, besides the draft, the second best part about fantasy football, talking
trash
shit.
Talk.
That's what I needed to do. Talking hip.
What?
I don't know. I'm making up words.
I like it. So you can, and what's cool too, and we've been playing for free.
Yeah.
Which you can do if you enter the code COBCAST.
Yeah.
So you can play for as little as $1 or for as much as $1,000 if you are a high roller. And there's money to be won, but there's also just fun to be had too.
Yeah. So there's just to be clear, since I don't feel like I explained this the best way earlier, fantasy football with no waivers, no setting your lineup, no trades, no multi-entry, no pros, none of those pesky pros out there to steal us plebes money.
Yeah.
It's just the draft, nothing else. It's funny. It's not just the draft. You don't just, like, draft a bunch of players and then just, like, that's it. There's still the game you got to play.
Right. You can follow your team and be like, oh, man, is AJ Green going to do it for me this week?
Right. But you don't have to, like, do all the other bullshit. Draft starters, you already said that. 30-second pick clock with a one-minute buffer, five-player rosters, 3 to 12-person drafts. That's great.
Yeah. Keeps it nice and quick that way.
Yep.
Squeeze out a deuce and draft. I did that the other day, actually.
Yeah. So it's draft fantasy for the people.
Yeah, there was something else, but it's all right. Yeah, playdrafts.com or the draft app on the app store. That's all you got to do is search draft.
Yeah.
And
promo code Cobcast.
And then boom, you start for free. And then you can decide how much you want to pay after that.
Yeah, which is probably a lot of money. You probably want to gamble all your money. Great. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so
have we mentioned how good we are at this?
Yeah. Ads are easy, guys. Okay, so I don't know. So where were we? Trev Alberts?
Yeah, who's going to be the AD?
I guess Trev Alberts. Trev Alberts, and he's gonna try to bring in Scott Frost. Scott Frost is going to say no thank you. Then he's going to go to Navy, and we're going to get that triple option coach.
I want to get you to where you know his name.
It's funner to just say we're going to get on that Navy train.
Ride the Navy train.
Yeah. High on cocaine.
Those are two different songs.
I know, but whatever. Okay, so, yeah, Trev Alberts. That's
okay.
I guess just because I literally did all I can do is say Trev Alberts, or I think I read that the guy from Colorado State is good.
Mike Bobo?
I don't know his name.
They chose over Scott Frost, which was actually a little bit questionable because Scott Frost.
No. The AD.
Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Who actually hired a coach from Wayne State for one of their head coaching jobs.
Never mind. I pull my endorsement of him.
No, he's actually very good. Ryan Williams, the women's basketball coach there.
Okay. The women's basketball team was good. I knew a friend of mine was on it.
At Wayne State?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I used to travel with Coach Williams all the time. And they're like making the NCAA tournament every year with it. So it's
did you cover women's basketball when Stephanie, I think her last name would have been Uroime? It was Esau's cousin. She was an Islander.
Oh, she was before me.
Okay.
There we go. Wayne State women's basketball, guys.
Yeah.
Got that little buzz.
I watched her school so many dudes because she never told people she played basketball, and they would just start playing, and then she would just school them.
Dude, I used to work well, you know this, and I'm sure some of our listeners do. I used to work at VCU, and I would play with some of the other athletic administrators and assistant coaches in pickup basketball games during lunch break. And I was in the sports information office. It was me and then like two fat dudes from our office. We didn't bring a lot of representation out of our office, but then you had people who played basketball in Europe professionally as assistant coach. And the women's coaches would just own us. And then, of course, you know, the men's assistant coaches, too. Like, you had a 6'10" German dude who was shooting threes.
Oh, shit.
So, but, yeah, the women's coaches, like, not just, like, skill either. Like, they were powerful women who just would – I wasn't a bad basketball player, but I'd get owned in the block, man.
I wish I could see that.
I was not in the best shape of my life at that point. I will admit that, but man, I got owned.
That's cool.
I'm not afraid to admit it. People don't realize just how good college women's basketball players are. I'm not saying they're gonna go head to head with a men's college basketball team. I mean, just physical size differences,
right.
But they're good.
Plus with all those periods.
Jesus. I knew something was on the verge.
I was trying. I was thinking. My wheels are turning. Okay.
I saw them turning too.
Okay. So then we bring in a new coach. Who's your guy? You want Stoops.
That's my dream, yeah. But I think that's the one thing that
And we have the money.
Well, that's the one thing I think that keeps us out of this cycle of what we're in, because we keep going with good coaches.
Hopefuls.
Yeah, they could be good, but we don't know. And truth be told, there's no guarantee that Bob Stoops would be any good either. But, I mean, he's won a national championship. He's coached for years at a Big 12 power. That's as close to a sure thing as you can find in college football right now. And he doesn't have a job. He and Les Miles are the two national championship coaches out there right now without jobs. That those are naturally going to be who you look to. And, you know, everybody keeps bringing up Les Miles because his son plays on the team. But
I just don't. That doesn't excite me.
It would all be about who he surrounded himself with.
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually won more national championships than Bob Stoops.
Has he?
Yeah, he won two. Bob won one in his second year at Oklahoma.
Wouldn't that be crazy if he came to Nebraska and won one in his second year?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I would. There would be.
He probably has Bagman.
I mean, I'm sure just the Oklahoma program in general does. They're right there on the Texas border. You have to have Bagman.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's what I want. I want a guy with Bagman. That's what I want.
I don't want our national championship eventually taken away, though.
They don't get taken away.
Oh, the USC didn't have one taken away?
Yeah, but we all know.
But I want to see those trophies when I go to the
stadium.
It's
like, who's the greatest bicyclist ever?
Greg LeMond?
No, it's not. It's not Greg LeMond. It's Lance Armstrong. We all know that, right? It doesn't matter they took a shit
away. He didn't have to carry his balls around anymore. That's an unfair advantage.
It might be. That might be. But also, did he lose them both or just one?
I think he just lost one.
So he's probably lopsided.
I remember
it probably made it harder.
I remember the story when he said that he had cancer, and his ball was swollen to the size of a mango. That is, you're not riding a bike with that.
I wish you guys could have seen the sheer innocence in Pat's face when he said that. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Bob Stoops would be great. I have no issues with that hire.
I mean,
what about Barry Alvarez? How are you still bringing in Barry Alvarez
as an AD?
Yeah.
I mean, he's on the verge of retiring. He has been for like the last decade.
Right. You think he could come in as an interim for 2 years?
Ugh, that's just.
It's asinine, right?
That's an offshoot of what we did with Osborne.
Yeah, it's an asinine. It's an asinine
has
thing.
Has someone brought that up?
Yeah, Alvarez's name gets thrown out all over the place. I can't tell if it's a serious or if it's a bit. It's kind of like how people can't tell if I really want Lane Kiffin to come in as our coach or not.
What I couldn't tell today was Larry the Cable Guy continually saying, bring in Zach Darlington at quarterback.
I think it's a bit.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
He's not pulling it off very well.
No. He's you know. I mean, he's a comedian. There's nothing else. Like, that's the thing. That's what sucks.
We're in purgatory right now.
We are. Purgatory is boring as fuck. Purgatory is as boring as schnitzel.
Schnitzel's great, man. Have you ever had it?
No, I'm just trying to think of different words to use. None of them are good.
Boring as tea time with a squirrel.
Yeah.
Actually, that would probably be pretty fun, too.
Yeah.
We're not good at this.
No.
We are good at reading advertisements, though.
Yeah. What were we talking about, man? We just got completely sidetracked.
Athletic directors?
No.
Coaches?
The season is – we're in purgatory because it doesn't matter what we do. Like, there's nothing to really talk about.
Yeah.
You know, so here's the thing. You know, when you probably don't know this because you probably have never had this, but – sex. I'm talking about sex. No, I'm kidding.
You don't know.
A bad relationship where, like, either the boy or the girl, whoever, starts just like they get bored with the relationship, so they just start fights just to keep the excitement up. So there's something to talk about in the relationship. Yeah. I feel like that's what's happened with the Nebraska football program. We just were so vanilla that every couple years the fans get bored because we're not winning more. And so they start creating like, these big like fires that we have to put out.
And truthfully, we're not the only program that does it.
No, either. No. Most programs do it, except for like the six or seven on top.
Yeah.
Any program that wants to be on top, that's passionate, that isn't, is probably doing the same thing. The difference is that there's a smugness to the way Husker fans do it sometimes that I don't notice at other places, but I also don't
go
look.
To other places. Yeah. That makes sense, yeah.
So I only see like the worst of the worst from other places, and they're usually not smug. They're usually like yelling racist shit.
I mean, the big thing that we can do right now as fans, like we think we want to think that we have an effect. The only effect we can really have is negative.
Yeah.
And right now, I'll be honest, we're contributing in some ways on game day when we get pissed at Tanner Lee. But like, there's
well, here's the thing.
Well, yep, you're tired there, champ.
Yeah, man, I've been getting up early. Here's the thing about that. It's okay to they're kids or whatever. They're not. They're grown ass men at 18. If you're going to college, if you're getting hit by 300-pound dudes running full speed at you, you're a grown-ass man, dude. You can beat me in a fight. You're a grown-ass man. I don't. This kid bullshit is only going to cut it so far with me.
It's more in the sake of recruiting where I say
that's where I'm at. It's the recruiting thing because those are kids. Because I don't give a shit, but I can fuck up a 16-year-old safety. Okay, I'm not scared of that.
I feel
kid.
Like Chase Williams could beat you up.
How old is he?
I mean, he's in the upcoming recruiting class.
You don't think I could fight Mike Parsons?
Micah Parsons? No.
I think I could fight Micah Parsons.
I think you could fight him. I don't think you'd beat him in a fight.
I think I'd beat Micah Parsons in a fight.
Oh, my God. This is not helping recruiting either. Okay. Here we go. I don't think this is an illegal NCAA benefit. If I offer Tweety up to you, Micah Parsons, as a fight victim...
I've got a better one.
Sign with Nebraska?
I got a better one. I challenge every recruit to a fist fight. But if I win, you have to come to Nebraska.
But if you win, do you want them coming to Nebraska?
Yeah, I'm tough as heck.
I want the guys who beat you.
No. Well, you don't. You definitely want those guys. Because those guys are badasses. But I think we should go find the guys we want, and I'll just go beat them up, and then they come to Nebraska.
We got to find a better plan for this.
No, this is how you do it.
We workshop this week.
No, this is how you do it. We'll Facebook Live it. It'll be great.
All right. Well,
it'll be huge.
Recruits.
It'll be huge.
Anybody who wants to fight Tweety, or if you know any recruits, get our Twitter handle to them immediately.
At Big Red Cobcast.
And we'll...
Hashtag, I ain't scared of no recruits.
Is there going to be that big pause in that hashtag?
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't afraid of no high school goats. I ain't afraid to know. I can't make it work. I ain't afraid to know.
No, you can't. Just.
All right. Yeah, man. I have nothing else to talk about today.
Okay, we got Illinois.
Okay, Illinois.
And then we'll get out of here because I do have to get out of here before too long. But.
Lovie Smith sucks as a coach. He sucked at the Bears. And
he got to a Super Bowl.
What's that?
He got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but.
With. Rex Grossman is his quarterback.
No, with Ortman. Kyle Orton is his quarterback.
For
most of the season.
Chunk of it, yeah.
Then he put Rex Grossman into the Super Bowl like a fucking dumbass.
Well,
he
put him in the playoffs.
Oh, in the whole playoffs?
The playoffs, too.
I was in Chicago. I lived in Chicago during that.
You know where Kyle Orton's dad went to high school?
The same one as Brooke Baringer.
No, the same one as me, Auburn, Nebraska.
Oh.
He graduated with my stepmom.
Cool. Isn't Kyle Orton the one that
Kyle grew up in Iowa, but he grew up a Husker fan.
And he was the one that had would write letters to Brooke Baringer's mom, right?
I don't know for sure on that. But I know that he really wanted to play at Nebraska, but they were still running the option at that point.
Right.
And he was obviously not an option quarterback, so he ended up at Purdue where they
Yep,
you know,
that's the one cuz yep, that's
had
the
Drew
one.
Brees Kyle Orton. And all that.
Yeah, Kyle Orton reached out to Brooke Baringer's mom at one point, yeah.
So
yeah, we beat Illinois. I mean, I don't.
I may have overestimated it when I said Rutgers was the worst team left on the schedule. It might be Illinois.
No, it's definitely Rutgers because they were half their team suspended and their best receiver was out.
And we were at home.
So yeah, that was definitely the easiest game on the schedule.
I think it's going to be 24-21 Nebraska.
Okay. Well, Lovie Smith is a defensive guru. That is his thing.
Okay.
As you can see by all those defensive awards he won in Chicago. So when you add that, it's going to be very hard to score on him. That's one thing I can say about a Lovie Smith defense, is they're very hard to score on. And they're at home. And they're at home. And it's going to be windy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Chicago. It's Illinois, the windy city.
Illinois is the windy city?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, Champaign's very close to Chicago.
Right.
Yeah. And there is no sex in the Champaign, Illinois.
Go ahead.
So there's that. Nebraska, 69, Illinois, 3.
You know what I just realized now that we've said the words Champaign?
What's that?
We didn't talk to Brad from the Champaign Room.
Oh, shit. We might have to do like a bonus thing with him. How did that happen?
I don't know.
How'd he drop the ball?
That's on Brad because he's the responsible one out of all of us.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Brad, this is on you.
Man, that's a bummer. I really like Brad. We'll talk. We'll figure this out.
We'll be talking on Twitter this week.
We'll do a recap.
Maybe we bring him on next Saturday.
Yeah.
Get his thoughts.
After the game, after we humiliate him.
Paste him.
Yeah.
In my case, we pace them by three.
And in my case, we sneak by them by 66. Okay. Great.
All right.
So remember Vegas.com? No, that's not right.
BoardWalkAudio.com/Vegas.
Or...
playdrafts.com with the promo code Cobcast, or draft in the app store, and then you also use the promo code Cobcast, and then you can start playing some fantasy football for free.
Yeah,
then not for free after that.
It'd be really a bad business model if they just let you play free for the whole time and then gave you money if you won.
Right.
That's a horrible business model.
But so do those things. Also go to our Patreon, patreon.com/BigRedCobcast. Follow us on Twitter, @BigRedCobcast. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Cobcast. We good?
Yeah, I think is there anything else we really... I feel like we're missing something. Like there's got to be something we didn't talk about.
Do you think I look handsome today?
As handsome as you're going to get, bud.
I'll take it.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.